I've always believed that no man or woman's life, liberty, or property is safe when the legislature or the Congress is in session. And that seems to go double these days, maybe even triple. Triple is better because triple describes what Washington State Democrat lawmakers want to do with the ability of local government to increase property taxes. They can currently increase them 1% without a vote of the people. They'd like to take that up to 3%. And I know that Washington State Senator Linda Wilson opposes that. Is there any good reason for doing this, Senator? And welcome back to the program.
Hi, Lars. Thanks. No, there's no need to be raising taxes on anybody right now. Government has plenty of money, and nope, we don't need to be doing it.
So why are they proposing it? What's the justification they use for saying we'd like to take 3 times the increase on property taxes without a vote of the people? What are they saying justifies this?
Well, what they want to use the money for is for public safety and education is what the bill says. That's their intent. But, you know, it's prioritization. We've had plenty of money over the last 2, 3, 4 years to do all this, and they haven't done it. So I kind of call bull on that. If they wanted to put the money toward public safety and education, they should have already because those are our priorities.
Yeah, this is the part that drives me crazy because they don't want to ask the public. And, you know, Senator, I want to ask you about another thing that got passed at the legislature. Apparently it's headed for Governor Inslee's desk. The state legislature has voted to outlaw the death penalty in Washington State, and they're not going to take it to the public because I think they know that if they take it to the public will say no to that stupid idea. And I can provide, I think, evidentiary backup to that claim. I take it you voted not to get rid of the death penalty, did you not?
That's correct.
Okay, and why do they think they should be able to do this without asking the public? And one of the nice little tidbits that I share with people every time we talk about this subject, in the last 50-plus years, it's coming up on 60 years, there is no state in America where the voters have voted to get rid of the death penalty. And all the public opinion polls show there is overwhelming majority support for that penalty. And I would add to that, the death penalty deters murder. So why do they think this is justified?
Well, Lars, I don't know why they justify a lot of things up here. It's kind of interesting because it's in a bill that eliminates language out of our RCWs, out of our
Revised Code of Washington,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. So in that particular bill, there was a portion in there that just basically removed the death penalty language because the governors decided we're not doing that anymore, right? That the state isn't going to be using it. So they stuck it in there, and we found it, and that's why a lot of us went no, because we do believe that the people should have a vote to remove it if they want to. I don't think it should be taken off the table, stuck in a bill like that.
No, and in fact, I pointed out to people yesterday, I mean, I like to think of America as 50 little laboratories of democracy. Stole the idea from Ben Franklin, by the way, so credit to him. But he said we can have all these states operate differently, and you can say, hey, that state's doing it this way. Why don't we do that? Right now, lawmakers, just like you, but, you know, more conservative like you, not like your Democrat friends from Seattle, in Florida, are about to say, if somebody who's an adult commits a sexual assault on a child under the age of 12, not 12, but under the age of 12, that they can be given the death penalty by the jury. It isn't mandatory, but they can be given the death penalty. And I thought, boy, put that one to a public vote. I'll bet it would pass in Washington and in Oregon. And yet, while they're doing that, the state of Washington is saying, we're going to stop killing killers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. And as we move along, there's more and more laws that they're running out here that is reducing penalties for, you know, stealing guns and other crimes. So that's exactly right. We have a violence problem here in Washington. Crime is skyrocketing, and we're, you know, here we are removing the penalties that are making crime go up.
And the Democrats' answer to everything is, well, that can be solved with a sufficient level of taxation, right? I mean, every problem in the world can be solved if you just add enough taxes. Isn't that their answer?
Well, that's right. And, I mean, when we had that, you know, the income tax bill being you know, the Supreme Court decided that it was valid as an excise tax, the capital gains. At the same time, we had the wealth tax bill being dropped over here, right? They introduced it. It's like we're all not paying enough money, all the, I guess, and it's the 1% up there that don't pay enough money, and so that's what they want to do.
Do they remember that the federal income tax started as a tax on the super wealthy? Different definition for super wealthy back more than 100 years ago, but they start out with the super wealthy and only above a certain amount, and now it applies to every wage earner out there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. If you think about it, the B&O tax was also a temporary tax. And here we are. For the privilege of having a business in the state of Washington, you have a B&O tax. But, yeah, and it's just like listening to the people, I think they're tone deaf right now, right? Because there's the 1% lid, and the people voted to put the 1% lid on this property tax years ago.
Yep.
Right, and now here we are. Reversing that. Property tax, but it's a state property tax, too.
I'm talking to Senator Linda Wilson, State Senator Linda Wilson from the 17th District. That's Clark County, and I have a dog in the fight because I live in Clark County. But she, you know, here's the other one. They want to pass this so-called assault weapons ban when there are no assault weapons for sale in the state of Washington, but it will ban a whole bunch of guns that are currently owned by people like me. And I realized if they pass this, Do your Democrat colleagues realize that they're telling everybody who might move to the state of Washington, if you own these guns, you can't bring them with you, or you can't move to the state? Do they know that?
Yes, they're very well aware of that. We made sure they knew it. We argued these points and debated them on the floor for nearly 4 hours last Saturday. And we make sure that they are aware of all of these things, because down the line they say, oh, no, that was unintended consequence. It's like, no, that was no unintended. You knew because we told you. So, yes, there is the assault weapon ban. And the thing is, there's an emergency clause on it. It's going to go into effect the minute the governor signs it, which puts these gun dealers at a very big disadvantage.
And it also means the public can't vote.
They can only sell the guns outside of Washington.
Well, and if you sell them outside of Washington, you can't, as a Washington resident, buy them outside of Washington and bring them back in. Nor can
anybody
move to the state. So
right.
I guess they better, call up the moving vans at U-Haul, because an awful lot of people are going to say, I won't live under that kind of rubric, even though we know it's likely to be going to the courts, and the courts will likely strike it down as unconstitutional. That is State Senator Linda Wilson,